I speak in the name of God, the lover, the beloved, and the love sharer. Amen. Amen. I'm kicking myself because I missed the mental cue in the reading of the gospel. Of course, the Revised Standard Version translates the gender of the Spirit as He. Having started and missed the first He, I felt it was kind of a bit odd if I started talking about she. But I want to remind you all that the Spirit is gender, is feminine in its gender. And we'll talk a bit more about that next time. But in the lead up to Pentecost in this 2021, I felt the preacher's perpetual dilemma when facing the great feasts of the church. What's new to say? It's easy to forget, however, that each anniversary, each stopping off point in the yearly cycle of Christian celebration happens in a new context. The text and the themes remain the same each year, but with each revolution in the cycle, the text and the themes echo into a different and changed context. And I've been wondering about the guidance element of the Holy Spirit. In the readings this morning, both from Luke, Acts, and from John, there is a whole multiplicity of images and metaphors to choose from, but I found myself wondering about guidance and journeying, because I've had the words in my head, you can't get there from here. And I've kept wondering, why are these words revolving in my brain? And I mentioned this to a couple of friends who informed me that this was an expression much favored by the residents of the great state of Maine, where upon asking for and being given directions, you're likely to be told, oh, but you can't get there from here. And on this day when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, not only for the community of the church, but to each and every one of us, by virtue of our baptism, I'm aware that our Christian journey, historically speaking, has a Jewish-Palestinian starting off point. The root of Christianity is buried in the deep cultural soil of Palestine. And this means that any flare-up in the current Israeli-Palestinian tensions feels to us more than just a local Middle Eastern affair. The events taking place across Israel and the occupied territories of the West Bank and Gaza during these past days have had the feel of something infinitely more serious than the normal ongoing level of intercommunal tension. And in our Christian liturgies, we have a historic request to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And this year the prayer carries a deeper urgency. With Jesus we want to cry out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Now, with due regard to the complexity of opinion and passion that can ignite over the Israel-Palestinian question, it's probably foolhardy of me to even think about touching this third rail of controversy. But on this day of Pentecost, of all days, I feel recent events cannot pass without mention. You will recall the story of the Gordian knot and not tied by Gordius, the king of Phrygia, held to be capable of being untied only by the future ruler of Asia. Many had tried to untie it before Alexander the Great just simply cut the cord with his sword. A bold solution. The Israel-Palestinian question, not to mention our conflicting thoughts and feelings concerning it, presents a classic example of a Gordian knot. There is an earnest desire for peace on all sides. But peace is a destination. It's a there that you cannot reach if you start from here. Any attempt to talk about the situation runs immediately into the questions of mind-numbing complexity. For instance, how much is Western European political criticism of Israel a thin veil for an older anti-Semitism? How much is an easy American condemnation of Palestinian violence a cover for anti-Muslim prejudice? How can the Christian nationalist right be so virulently pro-Zionist and yet remain violently anti-Semitic at the same time? Remember the chant, "Jews will not replace us," comes from this section of our society. And maybe the thorniest question of all, can Israel be both a democracy and a nationalist Jewish state at the same time? Peace is a destination that requires a journey to reach there. Peace is a there. And no matter the directions given, you just can't get there if you insist on beginning the journey from here. Here being where we currently are. Hence the need for accurate guidance. For there can be no peace without justice. The birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus evidences you can't get there from here, God moment of realization. In Jesus, we Christians believe that the Creator God personally enters into the process of creation. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, reboots the whole system, resetting the direction for its subsequent travel and unfolding. And at Pentecost, the divine spirit, once brooding over the creation, now becomes actively engaged from within, empowering you and me to become the change we long to see. As Christians, we believe the Holy Spirit now empowers us with agency, filling the depths within us, inhabiting the spaces between us, and enveloping the world around us. The Spirit reboot empowers us to partner with God in the work of nurture and repair of the creation. And in the second chapter of Acts, which begins with the amazing pyrotechnics of wind and flame, announcing the Holy Spirit's descent into the world, amidst the polyglot cries of those present that differences separate us one from another, no more. The chapter ends with Luke offering an amazing glimpse of the Pentecost effect. The Pentecost effect upon the community of the first followers of Jesus. Luke wrote that all who believed were together and had all things in common. Those with wealth disposed of it for the benefit of all, and they gathered in community, both in the temple and privately for the breaking of bread. This glimpse is the there. It's the destination which we can only reach when we begin the journey from the right place, the right here. Now, on any journey, the trick is to recognize when you've gone off track. Let me suggest a final image for this Feast of Pentecost in 2021. These days, when we get lost, we have a GPS voice telling us that it is recalibrating, before saying, take the next legal U-turn. Showing us how to get back to the place we should have started from. The right place, the right here, in order to be able to get to the there. And among the many names for the Holy Spirit, perhaps we need to add a new one, that of the Holy GPS, the ultimate life guidance system. Amen.